Simon Samach Tesif Aleph says the Mechaber, Tzarech Ladiach HaBasar Koyde Melicha. You have to do Hadacha Rishoyni, you have to wash the meat before you do Melicha. Like we discussed yesterday, all the different reasons why you have to wash it off. V'im Hidichay HaTabach, and if the butcher already rinsed it, Ein Tzarech Ladichay HaBais, you don't have to rinse it off again. Because the butcher already rinsed it. Now, this is again provided that the butcher at least rinsed it, did a good job in rinsing it. Now, the butcher most probably didn't do shriya, he probably didn't soak it. We're going to learn soon the proper way you're really supposed to do it is to soak it. Now, the butcher most probably didn't do it, he probably hosed it down. But the halacha says later that if you didn't soak it, but you rinsed it well, so if you rinsed it well, we're not going to require you to go and re-soak it and do the rematriach and do the whole process again. So therefore, that's most probably what we're talking about over here, that at least the butcher did a good rinsing. He hosed it down for a couple of minutes. So that and the halacha is that if you did a good rinsing, then you're not required to go back and soak it. So he did a good rinsing. What's the chiddush? If he did a good rinsing, so what's the chiddush? So the chiddush is, well, you could say that the chiddush is that you don't have to soak it. That just rinsing it well is good enough. But that's not really, the Ramah says it beferish. That wouldn't really be why the Ramah needs to say it here. But most probably the chiddush is that you would think that it has to be washed right before you do the malicha. The guy did it. If it was rinsed 6 hours ago in the store, maybe that's not good. Maybe it should be rinsed right before. So we tell you, no. It was rinsed, took care of it, it softened the meat, it washed off the surface, and did what it had to do. So therefore, it's okay. Actually, it didn't soften it, because softening is only when you soak it. But it rinsed off the surface blood, and therefore, it's okay. V'im acher shehidiach. And if after he rinsed it, you cut the piece in half, let's say, so you had one piece like this, you rinsed off the whole entire piece. So right now, if you want, you could salt it, and it's going to be good. But what did you do? You cut it in half. So now you have a new surface. And when you cut it, the blood comes to the surface. The duchka de sakina causes the blood to come to the surface. There's a diak in the shach that it's dafk if you cut it with a knife. If you tear it, it wouldn't cause this, the blood to come to the surface and create a new surface. So if you dab, you cut it. So the duchka causes the blood to come to the surface. Now you have a new surface that has dam shal panav. So therefore, the halacha is that you have to rewash it. Why? Because we hold that the ikr is not so much to soften the meat. Because if it was to soften the meat and you already soaked it, so the meat is already soft. But the point is really the surface blood. And now there's the surface blood, so you have to wash it. You have to wash that surface off. Now, what would happen? Yeah, and therefore, Allah is tzarech lachzer lahadicham. Skip that Ramah. We're going to continue the Ramah. We'll come back to that Ramah in a minute. What would happen if you didn't, they say you cut it in half, and you didn't rinse the new surface, but you salted it like that? The im loy asakein, and if you didn't rinse off the new surface, have ke loy hudach klal. It's as if you didn't wash the piece bechlal. So what's the halacha if you didn't wash the piece, you just salted it without washing it? So, learn soon in Sif Beis, if you didn't yet cook it, could you wash it and resalt it? Some say yes, some say no. We paskin, if there's no Hefsa Meruba, it's also, and if there is Hefsa Meruba, you could wash it and resalt it. But let's say you already cooked it, means you didn't resalt it. You just salted it without washing it, and you didn't wash it and resalt it. You just cooked it. So then we pass in that it's aser. It's aser lagamri. You didn't do that hadacha rishayna. It's finished. So what's the Ramah saying over here? That if you washed it, but then you cut it, so you created a new surface, so it's as if you didn't wash it. So if you salted it, it's as if you salted it without washing it. So what's the halacha when you salt without washing? Aser. The Chachamim point out it's not exactly. It's as if you didn't salt. It's as if you didn't wash that side. What's the halacha? Let's say, what's the halacha? What should be the halacha in this case? The halacha in this case should be, it depends which reason we're talking about. If you're talking about the Mordechai's reason, which means that because of the surface blood, it's as if the salt doesn't work. So you have a piece over here that one side has surf. One side is clean. So the salt on this side is working. The other side is dirty. So the salt on this side is not working. So what does this piece have the halacha of? It has the halacha of a piece that what? That was salted on one side. And like we said in yesterday's shir, the ikir halacha, I think we said in yesterday's shir, that the Mechaber clearly holds that the main reason is like the Mordechai, that the surface blood, it's not so much the surface blood going into the piece that's causing the problem, but the surface blood not enabling the melicha. So the Mechaber holds of this reason. And at least according to the Prima God, then push comes to shove, the Ramah also holds of this reason that, to be the main reason. I don't know if how well we explained that part, but that's the conclusion of the Prima Gadim. So it comes out that you have a piece here that was salted. It has a halacha as if it was salted only from one side, which, as we're going to soon see, it's going to be mutar behefsa meruba, only behefsa meruba. So it's not mamish like it wasn't salted at all. Because a piece, if the whole piece wasn't washed, the entire piece wasn't washed, so then it has a din, then the piece is aser lagamri. This was why it was washed from one side, which according to the main reason would equate to being salted from one side, which the halacha is that halachim hefse meruba kapanim, it's going to be mutter. Hadochas habasar. Oh, okay. I said we're going to come back to that line that we skipped in the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Oy sheheser talfei haraglayim la'achar ha'hadocha." The foot of the animal. So, on the bottom of the foot, some animals have a little shoe, like a hard shell. It's on the bottom of their hoof or whatever it's called. So the and then there's some of the foot goes into that. So if you would remove that hard, let's call it a shoe, for lack of better words. If you would remove that, so then what you would have to do is rinse the whole foot, including the part that was previously inside that shoe, and then salt the whole thing, and then everything is good. And let's say you didn't rinse that part, so then it's like you have a piece that you rinsed part of it. You didn't rinse the other part. So you salted part of it without rinsing it first, which could be problematic. Could sometimes be problematic for the whole entire piece. Okay? Over here we're saying if you removed it, so it's the same idea as if you had a piece that was washed and then you cut it in half. So part of it's not washed. So the same thing over here. If you had the shoe and you let's say you washed the foot, you did the hadacha, then you took off the shoe, so you have part of the foot that was not washed. So that's the same halacha as we said before, that you have part of the piece that was not washed. Well, what if you left the shoe on? So if you left the shoe on, so then the rest of the piece, the part that's sticking out, the foot, the part of the foot that's sticking out is fine. That was washed and salted. The part that's inside the shoe, the Ramah Paskins, the Simas Amaches, that will be Aser. Midin Melech B'Klisheinu Menukav. So that's the halacha. That if you did not take off the shoe, the rest of the foot is mutter, the part that's inside the shoe is aser. If you did take off the foot, so then you would obviously have to rinse that part that was inside the shoe. And if you didn't, that would be the same halacha as a piece that you only rinsed part of it. Hadachas habasar lechatchila. What's the seder, the proper way to do the hadacha? Lechatchila, how should you do it? Yizar l'shroisei neged chasi shoy. You said, soak it about a half hour. Why are you soaking it? To satisfy the Ran's reason, to soften the meat. And how long should you soak it for? About a half hour. Uladichai heite b'mei ashriya. And after it's softened, you're also supposed to wash it. because if we're talking about the surface blood, if you're talking about the surface blood, you want to make sure that that comes off. So you should rub that part, make sure that that comes off. Yeah. But if you did not soak it, raki dichehetiv, but you did a thorough rinsing, you hosed it down, you did good. So then sagile, that's enough. But yeah, but that's going to be enough. We're not going to require, and this is the way the Shach learns, what does it mean sagile? We're not going to require you to go back and soak it. Even if you didn't yet salt it yet, you just hosed it down, you did a good, you did a hadachehetiv, so then... then it's good. You can go ahead and salt it. B'acher kach, after you wash it, yamtin ma'at, sheyitaftafu ha'mayim koidim shem lachen. You should wait a little bit so that the water drips down before you put the salt on. Shalimes ha'melech min ha'mayim b'lo yoytzidam. We don't want the salt. If you're going to, when the meat is soaking wet, you're going to throw on the salt. Because of there's so much water, the water will just melt the salt. And now the salt won't be able to draw out the blood. So therefore, we want that the water should drip down. It shouldn't be soaking wet. And then you put the salt on, so then the salt won't dissolve and it'll be able to work. But there's a diuk. The Shach and Taz both point out there's a diuk in the Ramah. The Ramah says, yamtin me'at. He doesn't say take a paper towel and dry the piece of meat. That's better, l'chayr. And for sure, the salt is not going to dissolve. But then you have a problem the other side. Then the salt won't stick to the meat, and it won't, in order for the salt to work, it also has to be a little damp. So we don't want it to be legamri flooded, and then it's going to dissolve, it won't work, but we also don't want the piece to be too dry, because if there has to be a little damp in order for the salt to stick onto the meat and to work properly. That's why he says, only yamtin ma'at, let most of the water drip down, but don't wait till it's completely dry, that's also no good. What's b'di'evit if the piece was completely dry? So the place can already talk about that, the different shittas. But that's what you should do is make, you shouldn't let it get completely dry.
If it's already dry, if you don't spray water on it?
Yeah, that's what you should do. B'no'agu, sh'loy le'ishtamish b'dvarim acherim b'kli sh'sharim b'yibasar. This kli that you use to soak the piece of meat, you shouldn't put other kosher food inside. Why? Because it's a bloody bucket. Shteitzich, we're talking about over here that you rinsed the bucket before you wanted to put in the kosher food. But afal pi kein, maybe you didn't rinse it out so good, so the blood is going to stick to the food, and we don't want that to happen. So we say lechatchila, better don't use this kli to put kosher food in. Have a separate bucket, which is the bucket that you soak the meat in, and you know. You could use it to mop the floor, but you shouldn't use it to put in food. But again, that's only lechatchila. B'di'avid, you did put food in. That's okay, because there's no blia that goes into the food. And even if it was a hot food, as long as you washed it, most probably it's clean. It was just a chashash, a chumrah, that maybe you didn't clean it so well. But if you did clean it, then b'di'avid, we assume it's okay, even if the food that you put in there was hot. Koshkin, if it's cold, then you could always have the option of rinsing the food. Let's say you put in the piece of meat to wash. We say you're supposed to soak it, so you filled up the bucket with water, and you put the meat in there that is to soak for a half hour, but the half hour turned into 2 days. So if you left it in there for 24 hours, then what happened? Kavush kamavushal. So Kavish Kimavushal did two things. First of all, it caused that the meat, Kimavushal, it's as if the meat was cooked with the blood, because it didn't do Malicha yet. So first of all, you asked your piece of meat, because it's as if you cooked your piece of meat without doing Malicha. The Kavish caused the blood to come out. It was Piresh, became Aser, and it was Chayzer Nivla into the piece of meat. And because it was Nivla into the piece of meat through a process that was similar to Bishal, it cannot leave now through Malicha. So therefore, the piece of meat is Aser. And also, you Asered your bucket. You could still use your bucket for mapping. But over here, if you now you would put a hot kosher food in this bucket, then the food would become Aser. Because the blood was Nivla into the bucket. So see it inside. If you did leave it there for 24 hours, so it was kavish kumavushal, so habasar v'gam hakli asurin, they both became asur. And therefore, if you would put a hot kosher food in the kli, the food would become asur. Ma'ina kamon simin zet. Aval pachus. Lakamon, that's really where we're going to talk about the halacha of if you do kavish to a piece of meat before you do melicha, or if you cook a piece of meat, prati dinim. Here he's just saying b'chlolas that the piece of meat becomes aser. So you shouldn't do that. You should be careful not to leave it in for 24 hours. Aval pachas mesles. Pachas me'es le'es. If it's less than 24 hours, so then ain lahakbid, then you don't have to worry. So you don't have to mamish be careful to take it out after a half hour. You could take it out after 5 hours. It's also the seder. Just not 24 hours, because 24 hours, then you're ready, you asur the piece of meat. Even if the kli became asur, so now, what can you use this bucket for? So to mop the floor, you could use it, like we said before. Could I continue using the bucket to soak meat for it? So the Rama says, yeah. Why? Because even though the bucket is asur, is the meat that you soak in it going to become asur? You're not putting a hot food in it. If it's hot, it's going to take the time, it's going to take the blood taste out of the bucket and go straight into my kosher food. And that's if I put something hot in it. But I'm putting in cold water with a piece of meat. The only way for the blood to come out of the bucket and go into my piece of meat and aser it is if I leave it in there for how long? 24 hours. If I would leave it in there for 24 hours, then even if I use a brand new bucket, this piece of meat is aser, because it's kavush without doing melicha. Before melicha was done. So therefore, there's no, in terms of soaking, doing shriya to a piece of meat that melicha was not done to it, there's no chilek if you're talking about a bucket that became aser, or a bucket that's a brand new bucket. So therefore, you could continue used it. Huh?
It's not saying to keep anything else in, not meat, because if you keep something else in, then after 24 hours, then the talmud
is... Oh, so such a thing, such a thing you shouldn't do. To put a proper kosher food in there that you should not do.
You could if it's cold.
Even, all right. Okay. Well, we said already before, lechatchila, you're not supposed to put kosher food in such a bucket. B'di'evet, will it become aser? No. Unless it was... Oh, so now the question is, what happens... Let's talk about that right now. What happens if I didn't soak... So if I'm soaking in there another piece of meat, which melicha was not done to it, so then it's going to be aser, not so much because of the blood from the bucket, but from the blood from the chaticha itself, because it was kavush in its own blood. So it's like it was cooked in its own blood. But what happens if I put in there already a piece of meat that was already kashered? Or stam, I take vegetables, and it's in a liquid. I leave it in there kavush for 24 hours. So lechatchila, we already said before, I shouldn't do this because it might be some blood on the bucket. It might not be cleaned well. But b'di'evet, that I did do it. So if it's less than 24 hours, it's fine as long as they cleaned the bucket properly. But what happens if I left it there for 24 hours? So since it's there for 24 hours, the tam of the blood is going to go from the bucket and into the food that's kavush in this bucket. But will it make that food aser? So we already learned this in Siman Kuf Hey, that according to most poskim, it will not make the food aser, because since it took 24 hours, how long does it take for the blood to come out? This food has to be sitting in there for 24 hours. That means the blood was sitting in the walls of the bucket for 24 hours. Once the blood is sitting for 24 hours in the walls of the bucket, it becomes pagum. So therefore, it's not going to aser the food b'di'evet. There are some poskim that are machmir, but the majority of the poskim are lenient and says that the food becomes pagum, that the blood taste will become pagum before it's nivla into the kosher food. So again, if you're not talking about soaking meat that was not yet salted, so lechatchila it should not be done. And b'di'evet, it won't become aser. If you're talking about meat that was not yet salted, so then that could even be done lechatchila, because there's no concern that you're going to leave it there for 24 hours. Din habasar, din basar shemalei kerach, ketzad noyeginim shriyasi, ayin la'il, simen samaches. Obviously, you cannot soak a frozen piece of meat. You have a frozen piece of meat. You take it out of the freezer, you can't soak it. Soaking won't, certainly won't soften it. And you have to wait till it defrosts. You're supposed to wait till it defrosts. If you did it, is that at least counted as a hadacha mu'etes? In other words, is it counted that you removed the surface blood? That's also a question. But it's for sure not considered a proper soaking. A soaking, it won't be considered. So therefore, lechatchila, we require soaking. So lechatchila, this should not be done. Lechatchila, you would have to wait till it defrosts. If you're in a rush, it's Erev Shabbos, you can't wait for it to defrost. So then it says you could put it in some warm water. Again, you shouldn't cook it in hot water, but you could at least put it in a klisheni, warm water, that will make it defrost faster. Generally, you shouldn't do it because we don't want you to do that anyway. But if in the cases of need, maybe you could do that. Also, you shouldn't salt frozen meat either, because the salt doesn't work on frozen meat. Okay, so you have to have the shear, however long you have to keep the meat in the salt, which we're going to learn later how long that is, that has to be when the meat is not frozen. So if you salt a piece of meat and it's in a very cold room and in the middle of the shear melicha, the meat freezes, so you have to wait till it defrosts and then salt it again properly.
What happens if you salt frozen meat?
The salt is not working. It's not getting anything out. So therefore, it has to be salt when it's if you're in a rush and you have to do it carefully, you have to make sure that you're not cooking the meat without doing melicha, before melicha is done. How long? Depends how cold, how deep frozen it was, and how big the piece was, and this is not
that. Basically, you mean it has to be floppy as
anything. How frozen do we mean? Yeah, listen, we don't mean something cold from the fridge. We mean something frozen, like ice. Then we say it doesn't work at all. Okay, sif beis. Im malach v'lo hidiach tchila, if you salted and you did not do hadacha first. So the first opinion that the mechaber says, the ikar halacha says the mechaber is, yadichenu v'yimlechenu shenis. The meat did not become aser. Unlike the smack that says that because you didn't wash off the surface blood, the salt put in the surface blood, and that surface blood has a halacha of dam be'en, which can come out afterwards. We assume that surface blood is considered dam pleita. Like most of the Rishonim assume that it's considered dam pleita. And therefore, although it went in, if you wash it and you salt it again, it'll become kosher because that blood will come out. V'yesh oistrin. There is an opinion that says it's aser. What's this opinion that says it's aser? Well, one way to learn is that's the smack. That surface blood is dam be'en, and that dam be'en goes in. So the achroinim, I said yesterday's shir, in the afternoon shir, that the achroinim explain, if you're medayik in the Taz and you look carefully, you'll realize the Taz is trying to tell us something else, not just the smack, that it's dam be'en. The Taz is telling us maybe it's based on the ra'ah and some other possible ways of explaining what we're talking about over here. But let's at least, according to the shach, the simple pshat here, what we're talking about, this yesh oisrim, is the smack that says that the surface blood is dam be'en, and therefore it asered the piece. There's two opinions. What is the mechaber paskening? So then, I don't know if I mentioned this, but the general rule is, when you have a sifin shulchan aruch, and the mechaber brings an opinion bistam, he doesn't start off yesh oimrim mutter v'yesh oimrim aser. He starts off that it's mutter. Then he says yesh oisrim. So then the rule is that halacha is that it's mutter. And the reason why he quotes a yesh oisrim is that if you want to be machmir, you should know that it's not a silly chumra, it's a valid chumra. But it's up to you to want to be machmir. Not that that's the halacha. The halacha is that it's mutter. Comes the Ramah and says, no, the Ramah paskins, the halacha is like the yesh oisrim, that the piece of meat becomes aser. Chene hagin, the minig is that the meat is aser. Afilu lo nimach rak ma'at, kederach shemilchen litzli. Even if, when you salted it, you didn't throw on a lot of salt. We're going to learn soon that when you do melicha, you're not supposed to sprinkle salt like this, like you know, you sprinkle salt in your soup. You're supposed to put a lot of salt. It has to be ein nechamach mas milchay. Okay? It has to be covered the whole surface. You have to put a lot of salt. So, when we roast something, right? If that's the process, we don't need a kasher when you roast something, so the roasting gets out the blood. You don't really need to salt it at all. The minig is that you sprinkle a little salt on it from wherever that minig comes from. So the minig is you do sprinkle some salt, but there your mom is just sprinkling salt because really you don't need to put any salt to get the blood out. So what the Rambam is saying over here is even if, let's say, you just sprinkled a little bit of salt on, the way you would sprinkle before you roast something, not the way you put salt on before you want to cook it. That you have to put a lot of salt. But even if you put just a little salt, so you could say, wait a minute, such a little bit amount of salt, the dam be'en doesn't go in, because it's not kareseach. It's just, no, we're machmer that a little bit of salt, first of all, we say einan bekiyan. And when we talk about amount of salt, we generally say, we don't know how much salt it's going to be till it's considered very salty that it's kareseach. So therefore, we're machmer, even a little bit of salt, as long as it tastes salty, we're machmer that that's already ein anecha machmas milchay, and that could already be kareseach. So therefore, that's one reason we have to be machmer, and say that it's considered as if it was salted, you know, without doing hadacha. And another reason is that even if it's not going to be mamish like kareseach, you know, even if it's not necha machmas milchay, but so every salt has some sort of effect. So might not be enough salt to get out all the blood that would need to come out, but it would get out. Let's say I salt a piece of meat and I don't put the proper amount of salt, so no blood will come out? No, that's not pshat. Some blood will come out, not enough. So same thing the other way in terms of causing blood to go in. If I put a little bit of salt, does that mean no blood's going to go in? It means a little blood's going to go in. So I have a problem, a little problem, but it's a problem. So therefore, lemaisa, even if you put a little bit of salt, the Rama says, you still have to be machmir that the piece is aser. Again, unless it's hefsa meruba, where we paskin, the Rama paskins that even that it's going to be mutter to wash it and resalt it, because we rely on the first opinion. And that means it's going to be mutter even if you put a lot of salt. Because we're relying on the first opinion that this surface blood is damplata, and it will be able to come out when you resalt it. Right? But now that we're discussing that we're choshish for the second opinion that is considered dam be'en, so it's a problem not just if you put a lot of salt, but even if you put a little salt. Va'afilu zakterama va'afilu loy shah b'milchay shir melicha. Even if the salt didn't stay on a full shir melicha. Right? There's two things. There's the amount of salt and how long the salt has to stay on. So, does the salt is supposed to stay on for a certain amount of time, shir melicha. Even if the salt did not stay on for shir melicha, you put a little bit of salt and it stayed on for 2 minutes, we already say that it can become aser. Unless it's hafsa meruba. Miyu b'makim hafsa meruba, yesh la tirei. And when we're matir it, we're being relying on the opinion that the surface blood is not considered dam be'en. So therefore it's going to be mutter even if you put a lot of salt and it stayed on for a long time. So that's the psak of the Rama. The Rama's shita is that if there's no hafsa meruba, if you salted it without doing hadacha, if there's no hefsa meruba, it's going to be aser, even if it's a little bit of salt for a little bit of time. And if there is hefsa meruba, so then it's going to be mutter, even if there was a lot of salt for a long time. That's the shita of the Rama. This, however, is in order to be able to do hadacha melicha shenis, to be able to cook it. If it's hefsa meruba, you could salt it again and cook it. And if it's not hefsa meruba, it's aser. It's aser if you cooked it. Yeah? What happens? Could you roast it? So the Rama and the Shach hold, we'll see it again later in Siman Ayin Vav, the Rama and the Shach hold that since we find in a few places this idea that roasting has a stronger koyach to pull out than salting. So therefore we say that if the salt did not stay on for a full shir melicha, that means it didn't go in so deep. We're treating it like dam be'en, it's dam be'en, but it didn't go in so deep. So since it didn't go in so deep, if you roast, it wouldn't come out through salting, so you can't wash it and resalt it. But if you're going to roast it, then it will come out. And also, it's a little tricky because even the Shach and the Ramah that are lenient here, if it would be real dam be'en, let's say I'm salting a piece of meat, and real dam be'en, I was shechting an animal nearby, and that spritzed onto my piece of meat, that, even if it stayed on for once for 2 seconds, it will be usher even for roasting. Lamaisa, it's a heter because in the end of the day, this is just surface blood, and it's not so simple that it's a real dam be'en. So even though we treat it like dam be'en, we're going to give it a kula. We're going to give it a kula when it comes to roasting. But again, this kula only applies if it was loy shashir melicha, so it didn't go in so deep. Then it will be able to come out through roasting. And the taz and the bach hold that even for tzli, it will be aser. So again, so likdeira, which is what we're discussing here, to be able to wash it and resalt it and cook it. Yeah? So the Ramah's opinion is clear that if it's not have some ruba, it's aser. Even if it's a little salt and a little thyme, and if it is have some ruba, it's mutter, even if it's a lot of salt and a lot of thyme. When you're talking about litzli, so it's also aser litzli, unless the salt was not there for a long time, if it was only there for a little bit of time, so then the Ramah and the Shach would hold that it's mutter litzli, and the Taz and the Bach would hold that it's aser even litzli. Okay? Weiter. Here the Ramah says, if you only rinsed it a little bit before you salted it, then it's mutter b'di'evet. Didn't he just say before? Before he said, if you rinsed it well, no, that's if you didn't have some ruah, if you didn't rinse it at all. Now he's saying, but if you rinsed it a little, it's going to be good b'di'evet. You don't need have some ruah. Earlier he said, if you rinsed it well, and it's good, then it's saggy, so it's okay. So the way the Shach explains is that over there, earlier on, we were discussing that there's three levels. There's soaking, there's rinsing well, and there's doing a light rinsing. L'chatchila, we say you're supposed to soak it for a half hour. Okay? B'di'eved, if you didn't soak it for a half hour, so it depends. If you did a good rinsing, you hosed it down, so then it's okay, even if you didn't salt it yet, you don't have to soak it. You have a right to go ahead and salt it. But if you didn't rinse it well, you just rinsed it a little bit, you didn't mamish hose it down, you just sort of light rinsing, so then if you didn't salt it yet, you're supposed to go back, soak it, and then you could salt it. Only if you already salted it, then it's going to be mutter b'di'evet. And that's what the Ramah says over here. V'im lehudach rak ma'at koidim shemolchoy. That's only if you already salted it. Then we say it's mutter b'di'evet, the salting was a good salting. Okay? But if it was a proper rinsing, even if you didn't soak it, but you did a good rinsing, or hosed it down very thoroughly, so then, even if you didn't salt it yet, then you could go ahead and salt it. V'hu ha-din im hoya shishim b'chaticha neged am sha'alav. The same din applies if you had shishim in the chaticha against the surface blood. That means like this. Let's say you didn't rinse off the piece of meat. You salted it without rinsing it. So the piece becomes aser when there's no hefse merubah because the surface blood goes in. But what happens if you have shishim in the piece against the surface blood? So even though the surface blood is considered iser, but it's going to be batal because you have shishim against it. So generally, we paskin, the assumption is you don't have shishim in the piece. In a typical piece, you wouldn't have shishim against the surface blood that's on the piece. So that's why if you salted it without doing the hadacha, it's going to become aser because the dam be'en goes in and you don't have shishim against that dam be'en. But if in those cases, once in a while, it's possible that you do have shishim in the piece against the surface blood, maybe if you washed off some of the surface blood, so you're only dealing with a little bit of surface blood, so maybe against that little bit of surface blood, you do have shishim, so then it's going to be mutter, because even though it's iser, being nivla, but it's batal. So what do we mean over here? It's mutter. We don't mean if you already cooked it, it's going to be mutter. We mean you have to resalt it, because according to the Mardechai, if you salted it without doing hadacha, it's not just an issue of the surface blood going in. The Ramah in general was choshish for the smack, right? Unless it's hefsa merubah, but it's, even b'di'eved, he paskan like the smack, that the surface blood is considered dam be'en, so it can make the piece aser. Hefsa merubah, he says, it doesn't make the piece aser, because we rely on who? We rely on the Mardechai, that it's not considered dam be'en. But the Mardechai holds that if you salted it without washing it, it's as if you didn't salt it, because the salt doesn't work. So therefore, what we mean when we say it's mutter over here, we mean what? We mean you didn't make the piece aser, and you obviously have to wash it and resalt it. And if you cooked it without doing that, it's going to be aser. Let's say I salt pieces together. We already mentioned a couple of times that that's okay. You're allowed to salt pieces together. The problem is, piece A was rinsed properly before you salted it, but piece number B was not rinsed before you salted it. So piece B that was not rinsed is going to be aser because it was salted without doing hadacha. But now we could say, l'chor, since I salted it together with piece A, so why? What did we say last time? Why doesn't the top chicken, in the example that we were talking yesterday, why doesn't the top chicken make the bottom chicken aser? I don't care that the blood goes in, because we say kabbalah kachpalta, it's going to come back out. Why could you say kabbalah kachpalta? Because it's dam pleita. So that kind of blood, it is able to come out. But if I didn't even rinse the top piece, so it's not just dam pleita going into the bottom piece, it's dam ben going into the bottom piece. So the same way the top piece, the piece that was not rinsed, is aser, because the dam ben is going into it. So if I'm salting it on top of another piece, so that other piece should also become aser, because some dam ben is going into it as well. And if it's dam ben, we don't say kabbalah kachpaltai. Says the Ramah, the chiddush here is that when do we treat it like dam ben? Only lagabi that piece itself. But lagabi, the piece that you're salting together with it, it's not treated like dam be'en. What's the bir hadavar? I really can't really explain to you too well, but the Brim Hagadim says that when you're salting it, so if it's on the piece of meat, so it's going directly into the piece, so it wasn't really changed. The consistency of the blood was not really changed before it went into the piece. So it had the consistency of dam be'en, so dam be'en was nivla into the piece. Whereas if you're salting together with something else, by the time it gets to the other piece, it was already affected by the salt, and the consistency changed, and now it's more similar to dam pleita. So lagabi, it's only considered dam be'en, lagabi, the piece itself, that it, you know, that it's the surface of, but it's not considered dam be'en, lagabi, the piece that it's with, that you salted it with. So therefore the halacha would be that the other piece would be mutter. So we see a lot of things already, and we're going to see a couple more, that the surface blood, as if I would ask you like a general question, someone would ask you in a feher, is the surface blood considered dam be'en? So first of all, right away you answer me, well, according to the Ran, the Mardechai, and all those Rishonim, it's not considered dam be'en at all. According to the smack, it is considered dam be'en. But even according to the smack, and we're choshish for the smack, in certain cases, we say it's treated like dam pleita. One example is over here, lagabe yadar chaticha. Another example is, at least according to the Ramah and the Shach, if it was loisha shir melicha, then it could come out through tzli. So far, we have already a couple of cases that it's not really considered dam ben. Yeah, what do you want to ask, Shaya? Yeah, or at least the way we accept. Like, we're choshish for the smack, but afal pi kein, we're mekel in certain cases. I don't know what the smack himself would hold. You know, that's why, to avoid that question, we'll just say at least the way we're choshish for the smack, we choshish for the smack, and afal pi kein, we say that it's